Thank you. Great. Thanks for coming in. This is Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World. And the song that just introduced us is what this show is all about. Today we're going to talk about the environment a lot. Then we're going to talk about what we're putting in our body and the environment that's causing more and more illness and what we can do about all these things. The world is a beautiful place. It belongs to us. And we're trying to retake it. Not only the show, but there's a movement around the world that's a very, very good thing. I'm Bobby Elias. The show is called Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme, Healthy Aging. Today we're going to have a discussion with Dr. Karina Basler on the environment. She is the director of Green Festivals. There are numerous festivals all over the United States. Well, there's five of major ones in major cities. We're going to talk about her passion and what is going on with the environment and what we can do about it. Then we're going to talk about things that we're putting in our body, causing Alzheimer's, epilepsy. We're going to go into addictions, what medications are doing to us. And then we're going to talk about a little story about Robin Williams and why and how his life tailed off at the end. Now, the next few weeks, on the 13th, a week from now, we're going to talk about detoxing and cleansing with infrared saunas. On the 20th, Keith Moray, a nutritionist, been on before. They give out, answer questions about nutrition. And I have a little story to say. He, at a recent health show, I saw him with my own. I was standing there. Four or five people came in line, including my daughter and a friend of hers, had headaches and pain here and pain there. And he was able to, with his different items, was able to clear up and give people well within seconds, within a minute. Then on the 27th, Nathan Crane, a great story about how he overcame addictions and changed his whole life. And this man is doing a lot of shows all over the country and all over the Internet, health shows and health seminars and summits. He's doing a lot. Don't forget, the theme of this show is healthy aging, and we'll be talking about aging almost every week. So let's get to our show. Today, our first guest, Dr. Karina Basler, director of the Green Festivals, very passionate woman, really got some great, great ideas on the environment. Welcome to the show, Dr. Karina Basler. Hello, Dr. Basler, are you there? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for being on the show. And we want to start by talking about, I know that you've got festivals. You had festivals the last 2 months in Chicago and San Francisco, was it? Or is that coming up?
Yes. We had New York and Washington for our spring shows in April and May. And we have actually next weekend Los Angeles coming up. We are very excited to be back in Los Angeles. It's going to be our fourth year in a row. And then we are going to Chicago, and in November we will have a green festival in San Francisco.
And yours are the largest environmental shows in this country for sure, probably around the world. Am I right?
Well, I wouldn't say around the world, because right now it's not just a trend anymore. It's really a long-term movement, and more similar events are spreading around the world, which is good, which we all really appreciate. But in America, yes, we are the nation's largest and longest-running green living and sustainability event, and we're very happy about it, and personally, it's not just a job for me. It's not a 9-to-5 job for sure. It's a personal passion. I deeply feel for the environment, for nature, and for animals. And it's a wonderful way to contribute to make the world a better place. And I believe that everyone can make a difference. And that's a great way to make sure that we create a marketplace where everyone can eat green, live green, work green, and also play green, because we want to make sure that it's a fun festival, it's a fun event, it's a weekend show, so that the people can come, taste our wonderful vegan vegetarian food, can experience all our sponsors, partners, and exhibitors. Basically, we have something for everyone, and we connect conscious consumers, green consumers, and also we want to make sure that we're going more mainstream, Bobby. This is very important, that we're not just addressing people who are already very aware of the environment. We believe that everyone can make a difference, and with the Green Festival, we want to go and mainstream the green movement and embrace everyone here in this country.
That's great. You know, I want to recommend this show to everyone. I know you'll be in San Francisco and Chicago within the next 2 months. At the end of the show, we're going to give out the dates and all that, if you could, and your websites and contact information. But your show is so full of everything. I went to the show a year ago in Los Angeles, and it was just so many wonderful people running. That's the beauty of it. You've got great vendors, great people that care, that are passionate, that really want to make a change and are doing things in that line. I am so honored and happy that you come to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. all year round. Let's talk about your passion, how you got into the environment movement, the green movement, and your thoughts for the future on what we can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a kid, I grew up grandparents, I had a farm, and I always felt very close and kind of like passionate for farm animals. And every time when I'm seeing a documentary on the television, and I remember I was 14 years old, seeing how they treat cows and the circle of the dairy industry, and that drinking milk, and how that fits together with the meat industry, and that you cannot basically separate it. And I felt injustice. I felt like animals needs to be protected and not been taken advantage of, only because we are, as humans, we're usually bigger, we're stronger, we're more intelligent, but that doesn't mean that we should take advantage of weaker creatures, and I believe we should protect them, and we should value and try to learn from all creatures on this planet, and this will ensure our future. Otherwise, looking at the big climate change situation, and if you look at the numbers and really go into the scientific world of numbers, basically, it's the meat industry is contributing 51% of the CO2 and the methane pollution, and it's not cars, it's not airplanes, and most people are not aware of it. And what we're going to do with the Green Festival is not to criticize and not to basically show the bad things. No, we want to showcase and make a green offering, and to show people that there are so many exciting products and brands out there, and that you can still enjoy and have a wonderful life by making the right choices for your personal life. The consumer is very strong, and we all together, you as an individual and we all together combined, we can make a difference by making the right choice every single morning, deciding what you're putting on your plate, basically.
Excellent. Beautiful. Yes, I agree with you. You know, our show, we try to do the same thing and work on the positive and the solutions on what we can do better rather than criticize all the bad things going on. We kind of see those and know what's going on. But the environment is just the most beautiful thing because, and this country, the climate change and the way they're going into the rainforests and ruining them, there's a lot of things going on in this world, and this is why your show, the green festivals that you have are really all around telling people that they can do something and they should do something. You were asked a question in an interview that I read about what inspired you, what inspires people to make the world a better place? And you gave a wonderful, beautiful answer. Talk about inspiration and how, and that whole context, please.
I was traveling quite a lot. I visited over 90 countries, and now looking back, I honestly have to say what made my heart feel really very warm was basically the aesthetics and power of nature, and this is where we're all basically coming from, and this is where I feel very inspired, and this is what we have to protect for the future as well. And I believe in the cycle of life, and we do have that opportunity right now, and also the need to make a difference. And if you have the chance to travel, and if you go to Asia, to Africa, and to Australia, and really go away from the big cities, go where basically the nature is and the animals, and it's just so beautiful. And I deeply feel this needs to be protected. And with the Green Festivals, this is a wonderful opportunity to make a difference, and also to combine the business aspect, because at the end of the day, someone has to pay the bill. And with that latest movement, many companies have realized that there is a big market out there. If a huge company is making the right decision or making a difference by 5%, it's already going in the right direction, because with the Green Festivals, we're not holy, and we don't want to criticize. Of course, we do love all our vegan bakeries, but the big difference you can only make with embracing and encouraging large companies to make a difference in the bigger picture.
And they're doing that, Dr. Basler. I noticed that, for example, 10 years ago, you walk into a supermarket and there'll be nothing organic or nothing really healthy. Now they have one whole aisle and even more. And everyone, they have organic fruits and vegetables. And, not a lot, but enough. But the health stores definitely do. But I've also noticed that there's a lot of changes going on with big companies. For example, there's a show going on every year, the Natural Products Expo, one in the East, I think Baltimore, the other one in Anaheim, California, near Los Angeles. And they have, these are mainstream companies, these are corporations. They're jumping in on the environment, on the solar, they're jumping in on food, the organic movement, vitamins, skin care, they're into everything. So you're right, the mainstream and the systems are gradually changing. I wish they could change faster, but they are changing. Tell me more about your goals for the Green Festival and your goals for you personally, what you would like to see happen in the environment movement.
Thank you, Bobby. Well, what if I would like to accomplish on behalf of Green Festivals is, of course, to extend our roadshow. Again, we are in New York, D.C., Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco this year. But in 2 years, I want to make sure we add two more cities to our Green Festival roadshow nationwide. And also, I would like to see Green Festivals to expand, to go to Canada and also to Europe. With our parent company in Germany, which is one of the largest trade show organizers in the sustainability area, we really have a very strong back up, and it's really wonderful to see that many, many large companies are already aware of that it's so important to make a difference. And personally, my wish is to just see that the world or that the people here on this planet are becoming more and more aware of the situation, and not just awareness and consciousness, but also taking individual responsibility to their hearts, because it starts with yourself. If you blame someone else, if you blame the companies, if you blame your neighbor, that might be true, but it doesn't help anyone. So you're responsible for your life. You're basically the screenwriter for your own life, and you have the chance and the ability to make the right choices and make green choices, and choices which are sustainable. And with the green festivals, we provide choices which are also fun and which are creative and which really add to your green portfolio. It doesn't mean that you have to eat just fruits and vegetables and, you know, basically limit yourself. No, we believe by making the right choices, you're extending your colorful life. That's what we believe.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful said. As far as the future of the environment, this what you said is a lot of that, but I want to go into more about climate change and your thoughts on that, and what not only you, your company, but what can lawmakers, what can we do in this world to make it a better world as far as climate change? Your thoughts on that, please.
Well, climate change is not just related to the big political picture, but also to the individual picture, which I just described. But yes, making a change very soon, which is needed. If you really look at the latest documentation, and there is a big report from the United Nations coming out very soon, and the climate change conference will be hosted again in New York City. Yes, it's pretty dramatic, and sometimes I feel sad and kind of like hopeless, or not hopeless, but it's hard sometimes to see that you can only do that much, and the big change needs to come from policymakers, and not just from one country or two countries. It basically has to be all world leaders have to come together. But I also understand that every country, they have different goals and different priorities. For example, in Germany, we were one of the first countries now that we banned nuclear power, and that we created an exit strategies for nuclear power plants. But for other countries, it's just not possible. And it's also a question of money for the individual consumer. So it's not just a simple decision, basically, to just press a button and to say, well, let's now all be green. No, it really takes all cultures and all world leaders, basically, to come together and not just talk about it and talk and analyze, but to seriously come up with a plan and with an action plan and making the decisions and helping companies also with incentives to go green and support those companies who are going in the right direction, and don't punish them. But again, every country has different priorities, and I believe that we all have to make sure that protecting the environment, the planet, and our future generations and our children, that this needs to be priority number one. But as we all know, if you just turn on the news every day, you see there's a lot of sad things going on and a lot of war. And unfortunately, this pushes the environmental topic on the side. And that's pretty sad, because the environment is not stopping. You know, the climate is that's not going to be better. And there's no way we can, that's a one-way road. We either try to make a difference right now. If it's in 20 or in 30 years, it can be too late. And also the cost will be much, much higher. I just recently read in a study, if we delay the needed changes by 20 more years, the cost will go up by 45%. It's hard for certain decision makers political leaders to make that decision right now, because there's a lot of pushback in certain countries, and it becomes very political. So, yes, that's why I believe we all have to start with ourselves. And every day when you go to the supermarket, you can make a choice, and you can make a difference, at least for your own life. And we all together combined, we can make that difference.
That is great. Dr. Basra, you're outstanding. Your information and your dreams and your hopes and your work are just exactly what we need, more people to get in on what we're talking about. I want to talk about briefly, because I know you have to go and we're finishing up here, briefly about your ancestry. You're German, and I know you know what's going on in Europe. Why is Europe ahead of us in so many different things? I know they're way ahead of us in the genetically engineered food area, which is another thing that we talk about a lot on this show, and about in the environment. Tell me about Europe and how they differ from what we're doing and what they're doing better than we could, things that we can learn from what they're doing in Europe, if you could, please.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that Europe is ahead with most things, maybe in some things, for example, the nuclear power plant exit. Maybe it's because the countries are smaller. Policy makers can make a difference quicker because of the pressure of the regular voting, and you have a lot of smaller countries in Europe if you compare it to the United States. But I believe with a larger impact, you can make action here in the U.S. and the United States. Long time ago, but also nowadays, and I deeply believe also for the future, it's always been considered as a role model. Everyone is looking at the United States. It's a very powerful country, and personally, it's also I'm very pleased and happy to live here in this country. Yes, if we all here in the United States are contributing to make a difference, we will set the right benchmark for other countries as well, especially if you look at China and India, and if you look at the population growth and the expected growth, and also all those people that want to eat, they want to be fed, and where should it come from? Where should those resources come from? And all those studies are available. That's why I always say I believe in individual responsibility, and that means, you know, educate yourself. If you have questions, ask questions, look for the right answers, and don't just believe what someone is telling you what's supposed to be good for you. We all are seeing advertisement every day and on radio and television and all those wonderful ads and trying to tell the consumer what to do and what not to do, but at the end of the day, you are the one who can make a difference. And I believe in empowering people. I think this is the right way how to make a change in the bigger picture. And with the United States, I think this can be a role model for many, many other big countries as well.
Wow, that's great. Now, I know in Chicago you're having another Green Festival show in October, and then in November you'll be in the San Francisco area. Let's finish up. Just give if you could, please, the dates of your shows coming up, and then your own, how people can reach you and the website to get more information about not only the festivals but any of your work. Please
Sure.
Leave your contact information slowly, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you so much, Bobby. I really appreciate it. Our website is greenfestivals.org. Again, it's greenfestivals.org, and we're also on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram, because we believe that the digital world is the future. It's more sustainable than printing. Yes, please check out our website, sign up on our newsletter, and you'll see a lot of wonderful exhibitors on our website and also our program. We always have, during the show, a wonderful educational and fun program with great speakers, with celebrities coming. We want to make sure that we have something for everyone. So we have something for kids, for families. We have a beer and wine garden. We have free yoga classes and sessions and a good food stage and live food cooking demos and workshops. So just come and have a wonderful time. The Los Angeles show is coming up actually next weekend. So in LA, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Again, that's going to be in Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center. And we will have test drives with BMW iDrive cars. So that's the new green fleet. So we're really happy to have them as a sponsor in Los Angeles. And then in Chicago, we will be in end of October on the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And it will be on the Navy Pier, the wonderful, beautiful location. So everyone who's around the area, please come to the Green Festival in Chicago. And then we have our benchmark, basically. This is our flagship in San Francisco, Fort Mason. So we will have Ford's Green Fleet there with test drives, and BMW will be there again. And again, that will be on the at Fort Mason Piers, November 14th, 16th, and 17th. No, that's I'm sorry, 14th, 15th, and 16th, yes. And we are a three-day show now, so we have 3 days full of fun, excitement, and also we added the B2B element to it. So what does it mean? We want to make sure that all the consumers are invited and all our attendees, basically you and I and the neighbors, everyone is welcome, all the local communities. But now we also invite retailers, wholesalers, businesses, networkers. We want to help those exhibitors to reach the next step, to be picked up by large companies who basically want that green product line in their bigger grocery store. And this will help them to basically to grow, to make more money, and it helps the environment and the exposure to a larger audience. So this is our strategy, and this is our concept. We started in New York and D.C., and we have received great feedback from our exhibitors that they really appreciate that we want to take the next step.
That is great. Now, for our listeners, that's Green Festivals with an S. So
yes, greenfestivals.org.
.org, absolutely. And I not only advise our listeners to go to that website and learn more about the environment and what's going on in these shows. Even if you can't make a show, you can at least, there's a lot of information on the website, and also make your own life to change. We're going to continue to talk about more on the environment with my next guest, but I want to thank you so much. You've been wonderful. I wish you the best of luck, Dr. Basler, and I encourage everybody, this is a great, great health show. I encourage everybody to consider moving forward in their life in the environment way. Thank you so much, Dr. Basler.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you to all the listeners for your time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're great. All right. Very good. That was wonderful. The environment is so, so important. And on our next segment, before I give our next segment, let me remind you what we're doing the next few weeks on the show here. Next week, the 13th, Saturday, we're on every week, 2 p.m. Eastern time, detoxing, cleansing with infrared saunas. The week after, questions and answers on the phone from Keith Moray, super nutritionist, about everything to do with health, detoxing, nutrition, cleansing, etc. The 27th, Nathan Crane, a great, great story on addictions, and he's got some of the biggest and best health shows are going, not only in person, but online. That's our schedule for the rest of this month. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is a number of things here. We're going to talk about how and why people get Alzheimer's and epilepsy because of the medications and drugs, because of the lifestyle we lead, the water, the food, the air that we're surrounded by. And we're going to talk about Robin Williams. We're going to talk about more addictions, the environment, et cetera. So let me introduce our next guest, if he's there. Are you there?
Stefan, yeah. Hi, Bobby. Good. It's Stefan Rudolph. How you doing?
Right, great. Thank you for coming on. Stefan Rudolph has been on before. He is a, where's my information here, Blackwood Industries he runs. It's a web design and social media company, and they're helping people to get their business off the ground. Thank you for coming on, Stefan. How you doing?
Great, Bobby. How you doing today?
Oh, real good. It's a wonderful to do this show. We just had a great guest on the environment, and I know you and I have some great ideas, especially you, about a number of things. Let's start with what happened to you and what your background is on Alzheimer's and epilepsy with your family, and let's get right into that.
Yeah, Bobby, I was going to mention a little bit, too, about my business and, you know, the struggles that I have been through in the past and then overcoming addiction and everything else. I have my own business now. It's called Blackwood Industries, and we do web design and social media, so we help different businesses out there. Been doing great in the past 3 years now and really want to also spread the word, as you mentioned, to what's gone on in my life and how I've overcome these obstacles. And the main topic you had mentioned, too, Alzheimer's, and really what we're putting into our body, you know, and what it has done to us and what it's doing to us. And these studies with Alzheimer's, I actually lived through this as my grandmother had this disease for 15 years when I was younger. And I even remember back then in the 80s, it was mentioned about aluminum and the research that was going on and how we cook our foods in aluminum. And there was a study that I wanted to bring up too, a five-population study on Alzheimer's and the disease itself, and how aluminum and drinking water that we have is affecting it, and then how we cook our foods, especially with the old pots and pans we used to use, Bobby, what was going right into our system that we never realized what was going on. But I know as early as 1885, aluminum was shown to be toxic to the nervous system and nervous tissues of animals, and more of this research that was done, it showed how cats and rabbits, when they studied them, how it affected their mind and their memory. So a lot of this stuff we don't really pay attention to because we're so busy in our life. You know, we're so get up and go, get to work, pay the bills, that we're not realizing how we're fueling our system and then what's going in our automobile, I like to call it our engine, and how our engine's running. And then we start, you know, later in life, when my grandmother was diagnosed with this disease, it became rampant, and it was, you know, we had to have that whole family taking care of her. So it was really hard on everyone. And no one really knows how it starts, but when this research comes out and more studies we see, it's getting worse and worse. So, yeah, Bobby, we have to watch what goes into our system in a huge way these days.
Wow, that's great. Now, one of the things we want to talk about, if you've covered Alzheimer's and epilepsy enough, you want to finish up on those, but I do want to move into medications next because medications are killing people. All of what they do with cancer, with radiation, chemotherapy, it just makes it worse and worse. And you know, they're doing much better things in Mexico and Germany and other places in Europe and the world to conquer and beat cancer. But health in general is just for seniors and for everybody. Medications are just so many side effects. And there are naturopaths, homeopaths, there's holistic doctors that are coming on with more and new ways to heal people, to help people with food, with herbs, with different modalities. So I'd like to see if you could, if you've already finished up your tie-in with your epilepsy and your Alzheimer's and medications, if you could wrap that into one package. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and exactly, Bobby. It's all intertwined to where we have what we're putting in our system, and the Alzheimer's that I lived with as a young child, and then the epilepsy that I accrued through a football injury at age 18, I didn't relate it to anything that I was eating. I just thought, well, I have epilepsy. Oh, well, my grandmother has Alzheimer's. It's no big deal. We got to take medication for this. And didn't put two and two together about the side effects that medication was having on her and then later on me as I took medication for 20 years for epilepsy. And what we were doing, we had, I think she was on five different medications for Alzheimer's, but none of them were working. And she seemed to be groggy. She seemed to be burned out, even more forgetful. And when I look back on it, it's really what the medications were doing to us. And as I mentioned before, too, in our past shows, Bobby, my experience with pharmaceutical, the industry itself, I was in the pharmaceutical industry and sold medications thinking that it's going to heal something, but it never heals anything. Even the medication I was on for acid reflux, it didn't heal it. I had to change my my intake, my diet, my lifestyle, the people I'm around, everything. And even after brain surgery in 2007, I still had epilepsy. But initially, I didn't put two and two together about I was still drinking, I was still eating bad foods, I was still not paying attention. I thought if I take medication, it's going to cure me. It never cured me. I had to cure myself. And I wish my grandmother, of course, was still here these days to for us to do more of a holistic healing and what we're putting into our system, you know, and to change the way we fuel ourselves, because we can cure any type of dis-ease. And we break that word down, the body is not at ease because of what we're fueling ourselves with. So right. We have to be more aware of this. And the people I'm surrounding myself with, one is going to be a speaker, as you mentioned, on your show as well. Nathan Crane talks a lot about this. And we have an upcoming conference about addiction and alcohol and just fueling ourselves with a better lifestyle and a better, starting with a better diet, exactly what we put in our body.
When is that going to be? Do you know?
Yeah, it's coming up here. We have one conference. Nathan is going to be working with me in probably later November, December time period, but we have one in Escondido in North County, San Diego area, October 10th California. And 11th. And that's the, it's focused on holistic healing and naturopaths. I'll get some information on it in a little bit, but it's in Escondido on October 10th and 11th. And we're going to have different speakers out there, and it's supposed to be really good. We have probably about 20 different speakers coming October 10th and 11th.
Excellent. That is real well needed. Let's talk about the environment of people that are around us, and we can even go further. Another thing that's causing a lot of these health problems with epilepsy, Alzheimer's, is the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, everything around us in the environment is just... And then people, there's so much toxicity among people. You yourself had a great story about how you, when you change your lifestyle, when you got away from certain people, it just changed everything. And I admire, my thoughts for all the listeners are, get away from toxic people. Get away. I don't care if it's the closest person in the world to you. You just got to stay away from them a little more, or it's just causing you problems. Could you touch on that, please?
Yeah, it's really, we think that who the people are in our life right now is just normal. And I like to say that word because it's like, well, I have seven or eight friends and they're just like me. And they were drinking, they were partying, they were living a lifestyle that was very normal at the time. But I had to change that because without being aware of it, my life was going to continue to go downhill. I was continuing to struggle and I had to change the environment I was in. And people they harassed me. They always gave me, you know, the peer pressure. Come on, have another drink. Go out with me. They don't really, Bobby, it came down to this. They don't care about themselves. They don't care about the people around them. They want somebody to drink with. And this is what it was.
Yes.
It's kind of like filling a void, is like I call it. Now, a void, you break that word down. I'm avoiding this. I'm avoiding responsibility. But there's a void in our life. And that void
right.
in my life was filled by the friends around me, so-called friends that drank, that shared similar addictions and similar losing traits. And that's what I was doing. If you hang out with nine broke friends, you're bound to be the 10th one, is what I like to say. So, and that's what was going on in my life. It was the people around me were not helping. And now that I've focused on groups called Mastermind and public speaking, and I have my book being published too. My book is called Barstool Knowledge, and it's in the process of being published, about talking about addictions and the bar, you know, environment that we go to get drunk in, ways to overcome. And that all starts with changing the people around us and being more energy-focused, positive energy-focused, and healing ourselves within.
That's so important. There's just so much toxicity, as I said, in the food, the water, the air, and then the people we're around. If all of us were to work on that, to get away from those bad situations or improve them. Some of them you can only do so much, but that's the best way to get your life together as a starter. Now, you and I talked about Robin Williams, and I also want to say this, that so many celebrities, actors, entertainers, their lives have been shortened, right, because of the lifestyle they lead. They've been into stress, but more so they've been into drugs, prescription drugs, street drugs, the environment, the kind of people they're around, doing just what you just finished saying, just having chums that were doing something that they're doing. They want to hang around people that drink or take drugs. But this whole situation with entertainers has gotten really bad. Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, a young lady named Amy Whitehouse, only 28 years old or so, going way back to Jimi Hendrix, and so many, many great people, lives were curtailed because of drugs. I'd like you to give me your thoughts on that and then tie that into Robin Williams, please.
Yeah, a lot of people that are not on drugs, of course, or have never experienced really hardcore alcoholism or addictions may not understand this, but it becomes a lifestyle that we are so congruent with when it comes to everyday activity, and especially in the limelight. You think about these stars. Robin Williams had millions, of course, of dollars, had all the money in the world, but lacked happiness. And as we spoke about before, Bobby, my view on this is there's five areas in your life, in any human being's life, and that we have to focus all, you know, energy in particular areas, like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Now, if you're a multimillionaire, you're doing great financially, but look at Robin Williams, and he was, that picture blew me away. He looked like a bum on the streets a few days before he passed away. There was a picture online of him at a Dairy Queen, and so physically, he was just, you know, decrepit, like 130, 140 pounds probably. Mentally, he was out of it. You could see he was drunk. Emotionally, he was just kind of like escaping. Spiritually, he was lost. It was all areas. So he had all this money, but still killed himself. And that's what alcohol does to us. Slowly but surely, it just takes over. And it kind of, a great book I like to bring up a lot is Alcohol Lied to Me by Craig Beck. And he talks about this and our experience in the society of thinking alcohol is good for you. It's a way to release energy and have fun. It is, you know, that's great if you can handle it. But that change, that pattern from handling it to losing control, we don't recognize because of our blurred state of reasoning and what alcohol and medication does to us. We just think it's normal. We start making excuses in our mind from our conscious mind saying, oh, it's okay. It's only a few drinks. It's only a little medication. And then we lose control. And you made a great point too, Bobby, about Amy there, Amy Winehouse. And, you know, I just couldn't believe her lifestyle and what had happened. And then you just end up killing yourself when you have everything in life, right?
Right. It's happening more and more and more. I want to move to the next subject about mind power, because this has a lot to do with all the things that we're talking about, where we placed our mind, how we think, our thoughts. So many people, and I know we've talked about this in the show before, but there's nothing wrong with hearing something more and more. For example, I have tapes by Louise Hay that I give out to people. One of them called I Can Do It. It has helped change a number of people's lives. It's inspired me. It's a great, great tape. But over and over, repetitively, people need to hear what they need to do. So what I'm saying is mind power. We need to be, I'll tell you briefly how I live, and then I'd like to get your thoughts, because I know you've been through a lot of this, as well as Nathan Crane, who will be on this show on the 27th. How you wake up and think. I wake up and I'm just grateful that I'm alive, all the good things that I have. I have things that people in poor countries don't have. A bathroom, a stove, a kitchen, food, a car, and closeness to my family, decent water. These are things that I'm grateful for. And I set myself to be happy right off the bat. I do meditation, and I just think no matter where I go, I don't let anything bother me. I don't get stressed anymore. I do minor, but I keep it at only 15 minutes, an hour or two, you know, at the most, and that's the only extreme case. So what and how we think is so, so important. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that topic is huge in my life, and how I changed my life, Bobby, is being aware of what we are doing and not focusing on where we have to be or what happened. So the human mind is this, the ego, I call it. Of course, the ego is always like, where do I have to be here. I have to get this. I have to get paid, go to work. So we jump out of bed, we go to the bathroom. We don't really take that moment, like you said, to be thankful, just to be alive. And we're like, I have to do this. Let's drop the have to and be present in the now, the state of mind, and say, I enjoy being alive. Thank you, God. Thank you to this higher power. Thank you for my life. Thank you in any way possible, no matter what we believe in, to be thankful for what we have, especially for the ability, the physical ability to just breathe, to be alive. And that, when I went through with epilepsy, and how it affected my life, and losing my driver's license, losing my jobs, losing pretty much everything, and then my battle with alcohol, I changed it in 2010 and 11 by waking up and doing that, Bobby, by being able to read books, by surrounding myself with better people, and I slowly broke the inability to just change my life because I was saying, you know what, God, thank you for this. Thank you for this part of my life and the test that you're putting me through. And now that I have overcome epilepsy, now that I've overcome alcohol, I'm going to be changing my life. And doing the meditation has always helped me. I do that probably two or three times a day, you know, whenever I can. And just being aware of all these little things around us, that the friends that we have, the family, you know, everything going on, we have to be thankful every moment of every day that we are here.
Yes, you know, a lot of families in many cultures, including this culture in America, where the parents have a young boy and he's having some problems, and they say, you know what, you're nothing but a bum. You'll never be anything in this world. That's not a very good thing to say. Take that young man and compare him to another young man where you're going to be great. You're doing a good job. Keep it up. And any way I can help you, I'm here. Which child between those two is going to succeed and which is going to probably fail? You got it. Pretty simple. And that same thing for... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. That's like the author Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup from the Soul. He impacted me in one of his books. He said he was raised like that because his parents grew up in the Great Depression, and they said, you'll never be like this, you'll never do this. And, you know, Jack Canfield ended up writing Chicken Soup for the Soul and is doing very well in his life, but he had to break that pattern. And that goes along with alcohol, with anything in our life. We think, well, it's normal. I came from an alcoholic family, so I'm an alcoholic. I came from this in my family. Oh, it's normal. Normality is what we create, Bobby. In our own mind, we create our own normality. We create our own diseases because we keep repeating these facts in our head going, oh, I'm just going to be an alcoholic. I'm going to have epilepsy. Well, guess what? And I tell the doctors this, I overcame my epilepsy by having a stronger mindset, changing my life physically from what I'm fueling myself with, and telling myself when I had these seizure symptoms come on and these feelings in my mind, I said, you know what? I am epilepsy free. It's in my past. Thank you for bringing this on. But now it's gone. And I talk myself out of that every time. If I begin to feel this way, you know, we all have this power, and we can't just say, well, this person did this, you know, that's why they're a millionaire, that's why they're an author. Jack Canfield was a great inspiration to me by stating that. You know, he came from a hard society, a hard life, and look what he did with his life now. He changed it.
That's right. You know, I've seen people that came out of, example, sports. I follow sports a lot. Jackie Robinson came up from a real poor family, and I know the area where he grew up in. But he went on to sports. He went to excel, and he was so, in 1947, when he broke in with the Dodgers as the first black man, back then they called him Negroes, he was railed by the fans, by teams, by everywhere he went. He was called the N-word. He was just put down so hard, but he took it all in. He just was so strong in his mind, and that's mind power right there. To be able to withstand something and then come out of it a better person. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and we all have that mind power. The hardest part in what I see in my life is I had to transition from a follower to a leader. And we have to start leading ourselves, Bobby, as far as going down that next path. We all get trained, of course, as young children. We have to follow our teacher, follow our parents, follow our siblings, and do what they do. But look what happens to a lot of us. We get influenced by peer pressure and by falling into addiction and not being able to lead ourselves out of a disease or out of any type of bump in the road. And we have to learn how to transition and tell ourselves, I am going to lead myself into health, lead myself into a better lifestyle. And it goes back to like Amy Winehouse and people following different people in a lifestyle, drugs and alcohol, and Robin Williams, you know, just not really a prime example, but, you know, he has everything, but kind of lost in a way of leading himself into a healthier lifestyle and surrounding, you know, with better people. We just need to do that in our life, is focus on health and well-being and tell ourselves, I am successful. I am a leader. I am healthy. I can overcome epilepsy. I can overcome alcoholism. I can overcome any type of disease, any type of bump in the road. You know, we all are our own doctor. We all can write our own prescription. So we have to realize that, Bobby.
Yeah, you know, what you mentioned earlier about the health show coming up. Well, it's not a health show. It's more of October 10th and 11th in Escondido, California, which is near San Diego, you mentioned. Now, Nathan Crane is helping put that together. Is that right? Tell me more about what you know about this. And this sounds like the first ever show of this type. Tell me about that, please.
Yeah, this is something that, as far, Nathan Crane will not be at this one. The speakers have been filled in this area, but he will be able, he will be attending other ones around the area. This one, and I'll give you the website here, it's called CaliforniaEnergyHealingConference.com. It's CaliforniaEnergyHealingConference.com, and it's focused on the people that have had obstacles in their life and healing themselves in more of a Christ-centered energy way, but also it doesn't need to be, you know, people hear Christ, so they say religion. It's really just focused on any type of spirituality, religion, whether you're, you know, whatever you have in your life, that's great. But this is focused on being able to heal ourselves of these addictions and diseases that we have, especially in the cancer area. Bobby, you know, we were met at the Cancer Summit this past weekend in L.A.,
yes.
And so a lot of it is focused on that. There's going to be classes. There's going to be speakers. The website, again, is CaliforniaEnergyHealingConference.com, and you'll see a list of the speakers on there and what their addictions were, how they overcame them, and avoiding, you know, getting hooked on prescription pills and going to the doctor all the time. These speakers are going to be great, and so that's in North County, San Diego, Escondido area, and it's going to be awesome.
Now, the week before, I would like to, if you could help me find someone that can talk about that conference on this show, at least for 10 minutes or so, and all the good things that are coming out of that show. And I'd love to have that on, because I think that this is a show and information that's so necessary. So if you could, when you get a chance, call me. And,
yeah, I have the founder, Jennifer Lamprey, and also her husband, Brian Lamprey, are the ones that put this together. So she would love to be a part of the show and tell you about her struggles and what she's gone through and the power that she has manifested now in order to, you know, overcome her obstacles and then put a show like this together. This is going to be a huge event in Escondido, and I can definitely have her on board and talk to you about that.
Yeah, now the 10th and 11th, is that a Saturday and Sunday? Or is
yeah,
that
that's going to be Friday. October 10th is Friday and Saturday. And ironically, Bobby, that's my 2-year sobriety date, too, is October 10th. So that's a good time. I want to get up there and speak, too, but I understand she's had some of these still. But, you know, we can definitely have some fun out there, and I hopefully maybe even Nathan can make it out there. We'll see.
And so Saturday the 4th, I definitely want your help to interview one of the people that you think should be on the radio to talk about that show, the ideals, the history, the long-term goals of what they want to do. I'd love to have that on too. We can talk about
it. Yeah, so there's so much to talk about in this area, because I believe every human being that on this planet deals with this. I don't believe it. I know it. Deals with some type of addiction, right. Overcoming obstacles. I had a really good friend I met a couple months ago at a deli here, and she initially was telling me, you know, she doesn't understand alcohol and drugs, and she was never addicted, so that's true. She doesn't understand it. She then went into, later, when I got to know her for a few weeks, she said, oh, God, I shop all the time. I just, when I go shopping, God, I can't stop. And I went shopping with her for some food, and we went to go buy one thing, and she had about $50 worth of food, and I saw this in her going, wow, this is your addiction. She told me she's a shopaholic, you know? So it's like,
yeah, there's alcoholics, there's drugs, there's sodaholics, there's you name it.
Cigarettes.
Overeat.
Yeah.
So many addictions. And people, if they don't have addiction, they have something close to it. At least everybody has stress. Everybody has problems. Everybody doesn't know how to deal with certain things. It's a crazy world, and that's what the show is all about.
And that's what people see on my Facebook page. They see that I'm checking into the gym all the time. I'm always going to the gym. I'm always playing racquetball, working out. And they see I've replaced my addictions with going to the bars to going to the gyms and working out and staying healthy. And it's like I'm a health addict now, which in a positive way, I'm not going to overdo it, but it's a better addiction, right, Bobby?
That's one of the best, I'm telling you. I am too. The way I live and the way one of these days soon, I'd like to give at least 10, 15 minutes about what I do and how I live, the way I eat, the way I drink, the way I think. Not only this show, but for many years ahead, and not only with Gary Null, but I've been following and getting going to all the health shows for many years. So I'm blessed, I'm happy, and I couldn't be more happy doing that. Listen, we've got to cut the show. Thank you.
I'll wrap it up here, Bobby. And so I'm mentioning the California Energy Healing Conference is coming up October 10th and 11th in Escondido. The website is CaliforniaEnergyHealingConference.com. And my website and my business as well, if anybody out there needs help in small business growth and getting found out there in social media and web design, my website is BW Industries. That's Blackwood Industries. So it's BWIndustries.com. And the last part, Bobby, too, my book that's getting published, I have a Facebook page called Barstool Knowledge. If you go to Facebook and look up Barstool Knowledge, it talks about my book that is in the process of being published. And if you can hit like on there, that's appreciated. And I'll be around here to help you out, Bobby.
Good. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Appreciate it. We'll have you on again. But don't forget to let me know about that show. We want to get somebody on the first Saturday in October. I think that's the 5th.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to Jennifer. I'll pass this this recording on to her, and we'll look at October 4th is what it is. So we'll do that and get it rolling.
Great, great. All right. Thanks again for everything, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Thank you, everyone. Let me just wrap up the show by telling you the name of the show is Let's Create a Better World, and that's the goal of the show. Our second theme is Healthy Aging. I'm Bobby Elias, and our show is on every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The next few weeks, we're going to have a lot of great information on the 13th, detoxing, cleansing with infrared sauna. The 20th, Keith Moray answering questions about nutrition and giving samples. The 27th, Nathan Crane, who we just spoke about, talking about addictions and how he overcame everything. And he is putting on some of the best health shows in the world, not only in person, but also online. Let me give you my information. My information.
I'd like to make a call.
Just want to let you know, excuse all the noise in the background, this show is on every single I want to thank all the people that helped put this show together, the engineer in New York, and Jason. I want to thank Gary Noll for giving me this show. I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D., our associate producer who did a lot of work to get this show together, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank our two guests, Dr. Karina Basner, and also Stefan, who just came on right now. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Paul. Those of you that called in and want to listen to the show, so thanks for being here again next Saturday. And off we go with our theme song, We Are the World. That's what we are. Thank you.